Now, see if you can identify this bird. See how good you are. Have a listen to this. That is a Humboldt penguin. It is, yeah, yeah. It's a species of penguin you'll encounter on any trip to Dublin Zoo, but you can actually watch them on a cam that's in there. And our next guest imagined that the penguins knew that we were watching and they were putting on a TV show for us. Yes, because that's the way your mind works if you do children's books. Good afternoon, Niamh Sharkey and Owen Churcher.
Hi, right. Ray. Yeah. Hi, Ray. Good to see you.
Good to see you. Would you have recognised that now?
Research, totally. Those honking sounds, I recognised it immediately.
We spoke about a Humboldt penguin recently because there is a guy, a penguin called Gary. Did you hear the story?
No.
He's down in the Dingle Aquarium.
Oh no!
And he's had some new kids with his partner, and he's off doing other things. The mother's doing all the work, and seemingly penguins are very good dad penguins. But this particular penguin, Gary, he's busy off playing with other penguins and stuff.
Okay, he's not doing his fatherly duties.
The other interesting thing, which might inspire you for another book, is that all their penguins, bar Gary, are named after cheeses.
Den and Dingle.
Den and Dingle, yes.
Somebody likes so
there's
cheeses
Wensleydale,
a lot.
There's Wensleydale and Wensleydale and others. Anyway,
they're very good.
So Penguin TV is the book. So you're a husband and wife pairing. Who does the drawings?
I did the drawings.
Right, which means you do the text.
I did the text,
Right.
And I'm also kind of a designer, so I do a little bit of the design as well.
All right, and this is your third book.
It is, yeah.
Right.
We've two other books, A Field Guide to Leaflings, about tree guardians, and a book last year called Hello Bird. But this is my first ever Irish published picture book in my long career, making books a long time.
Well, it's a beautiful book.
Thank you, Ray.
And even without your text, sorry, Owen.
No, I get this a lot.
No, but it does. It just jumps off the page. Your penguins are so much fun. And they are fun, aren't they, penguins?
Yeah, they're absolutely adorable penguins. I think just as humans, we just love watching them and looking at them. And yeah.
What is it about them?
I think firstly, they're quite upright and they're very easy to personify. They almost look human. And myself and Niamh were talking and we were saying they're quite like, their clumsiness on land is a little bit like a toddler as well. So they're kind of a good kind of match for our kind of readers as well.
So there's what they call soft education in this book as well. So throughout, the penguins on the TV show are inviting the viewers to ask questions about penguins, and all those questions are answered at the end of the book. Nice one.
So you're not a little bit of soft learning.
Soft learning. Sorry.
Yeah.
So we're trying to
do it in a way, that it's not like in your face, but you could kind of curious kids also can find out all the information, facts about penguins.
Yeah.
And the whole conceit of the book is that it's like it's a webcam or a.
Yes.
Yeah. And the penguins have taken over. We're both big fans of programs like The Muppet Show. So even the penguins here are taking over the webcam and they're putting on their own show.
Right.
And they know there's watchers, they know there's viewers. But it's kind of like a Muppet-style show. It's a real kind of a variety show with singing and dancing and obviously for penguins, a lot of swimming as well.
Yeah.
And a lot of fish.
And the main guy is Horatio.
Horatio Humboldt.
Right. And where does Myrtle come in then?
She's kind of like the top, she's like the child reader, I think. She's like the 4 to 5-year-old who's going to be reading the book. And she's kind of a wannabe. She wants to be she wants to be part of it as well. She's kind of in learning, isn't she?
She's almost, she's the only character. Well, I guess there's Greg who hasn't quite hatched yet. You just see his little legs at the bottom of his egg. But I guess Myrtle is the character in it that has an arc. She's kind of, she kind of is more into herself at the beginning. They start to put on the show. And as she watches all the other penguins display their talents, she kind of is wondering how she can get involved. and then her own involvement causes a little bit of chaos in the end.
Right. Did you watch the cam in the penguin's enclosure a lot when you were doing
this? It was a real inspiration. I was kind of like obsessed by it. And then during COVID, we were watching the penguin cam a lot with our kids. And I'm a member of Illustrators Ireland. And the illustrators during COVID got obsessed by watching the penguin cam in Dublin Zoo because we couldn't go into the zoo, but yet we could have this window into penguin world and see just the antics, you know, feeding time at the zoo. So it was just this lovely thing that we were inspired by as well.
Yeah. And you did a lot of your sketching. Neve keeps a lot of
So I brought along one of my notebooks. Yeah, so I keep notebooks. All my ideas usually start in notebooks from a little doodle. But I brought along that one today just because it was lots of drawings from the webcam and then in person as well. Yeah. So I would tune in a couple of times a day just to draw from the penguin cam in Dublin Zoo.
People think, a lot of people think, it's very easy to do a children's book. Don't they? Because there aren't a lot of words in it.
That's usually the hardest part.
And why is that the most difficult part?
The mixture of, I guess it's a little bit like you could say the same thing maybe for poetry. It's very short. If you think of writing a novel, it seems like a lot steeper hill to climb. But when it comes to simplifying something and making it work, a poem is quite a difficult thing. And similarly with the picture book, you've got a certain number of spreads to tell a story, and it has to be a satisfying story, and you have to balance the words with the pictures as well. And the illustrations, they're not just purely showing you what the words are saying. There's an interplay between words and illustrations.
And of course, it has to be suitable for reading out loud.
It has to work. I think that's what's why I love the medium of picture books is that you will, like a parent will sit down with a child on their knee and they will read the story together. There's a real intimacy about that, just sharing a story together. And often kids, they can spot things in the pictures that even the parents wouldn't see. And we've kind of done that in this book that we have put in the little kind of side story of Greg the egg. But I know just from watching kids before, they'll be the ones who will spot Greg in every picture. They'll know when Greg, right at the end. So there's kind of little things like that that adults mightn't spot, but kids will.
You've three grown-up children, so you're going way past reading to them at bedtime, I presume.
Yes.
That'd be a bit odd. Be a bit odd. So it must have been really exciting for you to get this in the post.
It's always when you get a picture book, what you've been working on for months and months and sometimes years, it's really, really exciting. And this is a book that's published by Gill Books, so it's an Irish published book. Myself and Owen, we've been fans of their books for a long time. A friend of mine, Peter Donnelly, does the President books with them, and they make beautiful picture books. So they were a brilliant kind of team to work with on this book. And it really feels like us as well, because a lot of the time you might have this beautiful idea, but through the making of a book, sometimes the energy of it or the core of it gets lost. But I think with this one, they were very true to it.
What I was saying about your grown-up children is that a lot of writers of children's books still have children of that age, and they use them as a testing, sort of focus group type of thing. But you don't have that.
Yeah, but I've loads of nieces and nephews.
And you've Owen.
Yeah.
Are you saying I'm quite childish as well?
Well, I could see your face light up when you were talking about the penguins, you know. But you have to have that, don't you?
You do. And it, like, just being a husband and wife team, because, you know, this is our third book together, but Neve has a much more storied kind of career in both books and animation. But working together has such advantages because in our house, we're passing each other. Neve has her nice studio. I have my rundown shed.
He's just getting that on air, so he gets a better shed.
We do get quite obsessive, and we're talking about books and we're talking about ideas quite a lot, and we're discussing them with our kids.
Yeah.
We did a little book trailer for this, and one of our children, Ava, designed the little trailer.
Oh, she did the animation, and our other daughter is a composer, so she wrote the music for it.
So,
we kind of dragged them all into it, right? You know, because they're
so
very
still
creative.
Very much involved.
Me and my daughter's favorite book for years when she was small was The Ravenous Beast.
That was my first book. We spoke
to you as well about the Henry Huggle monster, and there was a Disney thing. Was there?
So I wrote a picture book called I'm a Happy Hugglewug. It's probably about 18 years ago.
Right.
But we made a show.
So
with
the kids were of that age.
They were tiny then, actually. That was, you know, Day in the Life of a Monster called Henry. But we made that into a show with Brown Bag Films and Disney in Dublin. And we made like 102 episodes. And then I've worked with Brown Bag on another show that I co-created with Norton Virgin, who directed The Rugrats, and that was called Eureka.
Yeah.
So that just wrapped just over a year ago. So I've been working very busily in animation, but also
right.
I love his
here,
books.
We both, 30 seconds. Yeah, I just wanted to get your opinion on what are they saying in the animation industry about AI? Are they scared or no?
Well, you're always kind of like nervous about AI, but I think just like human creativity will never be beaten.
Yes.
So I think just...
And AI can't draw the penguins the way you draw those penguins.
Well, they're Neve Sharkey penguins.
Yes, yes. they are not AI. Well, listen, Penguin TV,
I swear.
It's showtime. Lovely children's book. And congratulations on it, Neve Sharkey and Owen Churcher. And thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ray.
And the book launches this evening, so good luck with that.
Thank you.
Who's making the speeches, or are you sharing them?
Well, we have an author, Mary Murphy, is going to launch the book for us. And then we'll probably share, but Owen has got... That's written out already.
Yeah, I've got some crib notes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for coming in. Thank you. Now, that's it from us. Sarah's on Drive Time. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday evening.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.